how can we explain this universality? The best answer lies in trying to reconstruct a Darwinian evolutionary history of our artistic and aesthetic tastes. We need to reverse engineer our present artistic tastes and preferences and explain how they came to be engraved in our minds by the actions of both our prehistoric, largely Pleistocene environments where we became fully human, but also by the social situations in which we evolved. This reverse engineering can also enlist help from a human record preserved in prehistory, I mean fossils, cave paintings, and so forth, and it should take into account what we know of the aesthetic interests of isolated hunter-gatherer bands that survived into the 19th and the 20th centuries. Now, I personally have no doubt whatsoever that the experience of beauty, with its emotional intensity and pleasure, belongs to our evolved human psychology. The experience of beauty is one component in a whole series of Darwinian adaptations. Beauty is an adaptive effect which we extend and intensify in the creation and enjoyment of works of art and entertainment. As many of you will know, evolution operates by two main primary mechanisms. The first of these is natural selection, that's random mutation and selective retention. Along with our basic anatomy and physiology, the evolution of the pancreas or the eye or the fingernails, natural selection also explains many basic revulsions, such as the horrid smell of rotting meat, or fears, such as the fear of snakes or standing close to the edge of a cliff. Natural selection also explains pleasures, sexual pleasure, our liking for sweet, fat, and proteins, which in turn explains a lot of popular foods from ripe fruits through chocolate malts and barbecued ribs.